Welcome to EconoPack, the Contract Packaging Manufacturers Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Mead. Today, I'll be joined by Jared Ellsworth. He is the maintenance manager here at EconoPack. Jared, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. So, Jared, how many years have you been with EconoPack?
A little over four now.
4 years. Okay, great.
Yep.
Great. Would you mind telling us a little bit about your experience?
Well, I came in as a electromechanic. First time I've ever been in a food packaging situation, but I had an extensive background in other mechanical and electrical fields. As soon as I came in here, I had a great team, some very experienced veterans, and they've taught me a lot along the way. I still work with some, and we've developed a great relationship along the way. So they've helped me kind of excel from being the new guy to the role I'm in today.
So they welcomed you in
with open arms. It was great.
And I'm sure you brought, you know, a lot of different ideas and things, your experiences from the outside,
yep,
kind of bring it in here and then combining it with all of the, you know, the veterans, as you said, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It was kind of a perfect mix of, my experience and bring to a kind of a fresh look to what we're doing here now.
That's great. That's great. Similar to my experience here too. Everybody was like just so welcoming into the organization, you know, coming in and being able to present, you know, my ideas and, seeing other people be able to present their ideas. I think it's something really special about EconoPack and, definitely makes this place awesome.
Definitely. Definitely. The creativity you're allowed to express here is just, it's freeing. It's really just a refreshing thing.
Definitely. Definitely. So what are, what's something that's like really, kind of stood out to you, since you've joined the organization?
The ownership, certainly ownership and, just the friendliness of everyone around here. It's unmatched anywhere you go. Everyone's always greeting you with a smile and a hello, a big good morning. You just don't get that a lot of places. So, being taken care of is probably the number one thing that anybody should be looking for.
Yeah, it's a great family business.
Yeah.
I can definitely agree with you on that one for sure. Each day you get to come in and work, you know, I mean, there's so many different pieces of equipment out there. There's so many different people and moving parts that you have to deal with. So would you mind telling us a little bit about your day?
Brief rundown with the maintenance guys over what had happened during the previous shifts. We review what's going on with the schedule, where people were supposed to be, and we all go out on the floor, help with startups. There's always some kind of little tweaks that have to be made with each piece of machinery, and we just do that basically to achieve the highest efficiency outputs as possible. And then we go throughout the day with different setups. We're always taking on new jobs, mm-hmm, constantly. So we work as a team to set up new baggers, set up for new products, constantly on the floor. It's almost a daily thing. And then the troubleshooting that you run into each and every day, there's the normal things that you would run into. You know, sometimes you have a smooth day, sometimes the weird things happen, and then we work as a team to solve them out.
It's going to happen. I mean,
it does.
The number of pieces of equipment that we have out there is incredible. I don't know how many we had running today alone, but it, you know, when you go out there, it's just very, very busy. So
yes, we have dozens of flow wrappers, horizontal, dozens of vertical baggers, foot pedal jobs. You know, we're constantly doing different things and we explore new ways to do things all the time.
Yeah.
So with all of that said, you tend to have a very busy day. Your day flies.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I've had the opportunity to speak with Ed Horn, as our chief operating officer. And, you know, we talked about our flexibility as an organization. So it's very attractive for the customers that work with us because we can be very flexible. And a lot of that comes down to things that you and your team are able to do with the equipment that we have. So everybody's packaging is, you know, different in some regard.
Right.
Needs to do different things and perform certain ways and the way that we work with that. And a lot of that comes down to, again, the way that your team kind of sets things up and sets the stage and sets the momentum of the day for everybody else to kind of perform.
So a lot of the things that they're able to reach out and say we can do is made in part by our maintenance team, our maintenance staff, and their abilities. So we pride ourselves in having just a top-notch creative team who can be flexible, who work together, and can do anything that almost anything that is asked of them.
Yeah.
And like you said, creativity is a huge part of that. So anytime that we're presented with a new challenge, we get together, we brainstorm, mm-hmm. we go over what will work, what won't work, and we try those things. It's kind of a process of elimination.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it really helps kind of develop all the different strategies that we have across all the different departments. So I know your team is directly working with sales. Your team is directly working with quality. Your right. team is directly working with logistics and shipping. I mean, it kind of, and all the teams work together. Right. But yours specifically has to be very dynamic and be able to work.
We're kind of the centralized point of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you and I had the opportunity to meet with some different equipment companies this week with our team, Ed, PJ included, and we're talking about how we're going to be bringing in some new pieces of equipment to kind of help us. So would you mind talking a little bit about, you know, the things that we're doing this year?
Sure. So the modernization of Econopac has taken off like none before. It had started off in a garage and PJ's father's garage, and then they just majestically created the company that we have today. They've done a phenomenal job, and now we're at that point, a turning point, where we want to start bringing in new, fresh things. And with this fresh look, not only is it equipment, but it's also the kitchen that we're going to be putting in, the office spaces. Everything is brand new, a new logo. Everything is fresh, and that reflects right back into the equipment. So investing back into the company is going to really affect our bottom line efficiency and just all around touch on every key point you could possibly want to touch on.
Yeah, I see that helping us introduce, you know, different types of customers too. So we're bringing in equipment that is replacing older equipment that we've had.
Right.
But we're also bringing in equipment that's going to be developed specifically for, you know, newer customers that are coming in. I know we can't get into specifics about the customers, but, you know, different types of projects that we necessarily haven't worked on before that we're going to be working on now. And, you know, really excited to get those things off the ground.
So when customers or future prospect customers come out and they see the modernization we're actually going through and bringing in this new equipment, they will say, hey, we want to come and do business with Econopac because they're, you know, they've got a good game going on.
Yeah, definitely.
And from flow wrappers to brand new scales and elevators and cartoner and case packer that we have out there, reinvesting into this company is going to excel us beyond words.
Yeah. It's exciting too when we take the tours with different clients and customers that come in, and we have our meeting and we get to take them on a tour of our facility and talk about, you know, all the different things that we're doing. There's always this wow factor.
And everyone's impressed.
Yeah, you know, very impressed about all the equipment and the way it's staged and the way it's set up. And I know a lot of that has to do with your team and the positioning to try to make sure that things run at an optimal level.
Right. So when you bring all this equipment in and we are as busy as we are, floor organization is a huge thing, trying to figure out where we're going to run things and trying to keep it all together.
And you're also contending with allergen profiles and all the other things.
Exactly. So there's a lot to consider when we bring in new equipment.
Yeah.
And we find a way to make it work. Always find a way to make it work.
Definitely. You know, today I was out in the floor, I was walking around, and I went into the machine shop. And I see, you know, people working, they're welding, and you have teams working on all these different, you know, electrical components. And, you know, it's wild how we're able to, you know, put all those things together.
Right. So that's the thing is once we have a line and set up and it's running smoothly and the plant is operating the way you'd want it to operate, our team then breaks up and studies each line. So we'll go through and figure out which one is lower on the list of, as far as efficiency, study that, and then figure out a way to help improve that.
Yeah, and there's that flexibility with the space that we have to work with and the machine shop area specifically. So your team can set up the equipment, try out some new innovative ways to run the equipment in a trial manner, similar to what we do with our customers, right? We run trials for our customers.
Right.
You're able to trial equipment. And then once we find out that it's going to perform to what our specs are needed, our quality team comes in, inspects it, make sure that everything is set up the way we have it on our operating process, get it out there, and then we can run with it and really take advantage of those, you know, those
exactly.
ideas.
Exactly. And sometimes you hit a home run and it's great. And other times, you know, it's you're back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Well, that comes back to being in a family business business and the flexibility and the drive to, they want everybody to, you know, to test the limits. They want everybody to kind of push their ideas out there and give us the freedom to be able to do it. The company receives that well, you know, they think it's cool.
Yeah.
PJ said the other day in our conversation, I don't know if you've listened to the episode or not yet. It's episode 2 of our podcast. He says, you know, I want to be a cool company, you know? And he's like, I want to bring this coolness to contract packaging. And you see that around here, you know? And definitely, it's hard for somebody that's just hearing this or watching this to kind of get that perspective. But once you come in, you definitely feel that energy.
Definitely. So, my first impression when I first walked in here was, for anybody who's watched How It's Made on Discovery Channel, it's like walking through an episode of How It's Made. You've got things flying faster than your eye can really pick it up.
Yeah.
And, meeting with anybody here, you have that fire, you have that desire, you can feel it, you can sense it. It's probably not something that you're going to pick up over a podcast or watching on YouTube,
yeah,
but it's huge. Just to be able to feel that and have an opportunity to work in that kind of environment is just really great.
Yeah, definitely. It's cool. You know, Ed mentioned, on that episode as well about our parts department and, you know, how it's become this really big component to how we manage things out there. And obviously your team is directly impacted by that. If you want to talk a little bit about our parts department.
Right. So Heather Delmont is our parts inventory specialist. She's done a phenomenal job. She's turned around our parts and our inventory, and taken it to another level. And her and I are working together on organization and building up more of that, and it's cut our downtime more than in half. We're not constantly spending time looking for parts. We go to her, we tell her what we need, she finds what we need, and
yeah,
she makes a world of difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having that on site, being able to, you know, have parts to work with, and then what you guys are doing to, yeah, fabricate and work on those things as well is really cool. So, you know, what are you most excited about 2023?
Well, 2023 is going to bring a lot for us. We have a brand new huge addition going on. That's going to really open up a lot of things. We plan on getting bigger, newer clients in here, and more modernization. We're looking at more scales. We're looking at more baggers. We're looking at state-of-the-art horizontal flow wrappers. It's going to be an exciting year.
So Jared, you've been with the organization for 4 years. The company has grown exponentially. You have a great team of technicians and things like that, but there's opportunities now for you to grow your team. So what are you looking for, you know, in bringing in the people? Because as we grow, we're obviously going to need more help.
For sure. So the growth of this company has really stretched us. The company is growing quickly. Our maintenance staff has kind of stayed the same. So we need electricians, fabricators for sure, machinists. We do have some basic machining school tools. We have brand new lathe we just bought. We have an older mill, but we plan on buying, again, back to the modernization thing, we are also modernizing what we have in the shop for tools. But we have a couple of older key players who are retiring. And they've been great. They were a long time with the company. One actually helped start this company with Paul Weibel in his garage, and then keep on going with the growth. As we with the expansion that's coming on, we're also going to need to expand our maintenance staff.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge opportunity, right? So the company's growing. It's a big opportunity for everybody that works in the company. But for somebody on the outside to come in, it's also a big opportunity. I know that your team gets to work on many different things. They get to work on the electrical side, and they get to learn different areas of the company. So if you have a guy that comes to you or a girl that comes to you and is interested in learning something else, you know, in the company from a maintenance standpoint, you're like, yeah, let's do it. You know, so I know the company invests in that training and, in that experience.
Definitely. So it's not like you're coming in and doing one set job and you don't have the monotony that goes with that. It's always something different every day. You run into different situations, or you have that, like we said before, that creativity to just kind of help, progress a line to perform better than it had before. You're going to cross that over. A welder's going to learn how to become an electrician. Electrician's going to do vice versa. You're going to go and learn how these lines run, setting lines up, running film, calibrating check wires and scales. You will become a master of everything here.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'm a big fan of that. I like when organizations do that and people have an opportunity to kind of expand their wings a little bit, right?
Right.
I think anybody on the outside, if you're hearing this or seeing this, you know, definitely reach out to us. We'd love to see your resume. Jared, it was so great to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm excited to come back.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing so much about the maintenance department and all the great, you know, the great things happening here at Oconopac. And, you know, the things that you're doing are helping drive the success of the company. So, you know, with that, thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast and our social media channels will also be sharing industry news, equipment, innovations, packaging trends, and the packaging production process to help companies fast track products into market at scale and grow your brand. You can follow Oconopac's journey on social media and visit our website to learn more about our capabilities. Have a question or would like us to quote a project? Send us an email, info@oconopac.com. All links are in the show notes.